possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I want to start off this podcast a day late saying happy one day post our 2-year anniversary.
That was the weirdest constructed sentence I think you probably could have hit in that moment. But thank you, I think.
Okay.
I deserve a thank you.
And technically she was saying, I'm a day late, but I want to wish us a happy one day after. So this is for Friday.
Oh, so technically you're on time for the one day after anniversary.
Exactly.
But not on the actual anniversary.
Correct.
Okay. But now we're doing it on Friday. You know how you get people hooked on a podcast?
Confuse the hell out of them right out of the gate.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Yeah. People are like smashing that subscribe button right now.
All right.
For sure.
So, we did a couple things to celebrate our 2-year anniversary. One was you brought in coffee and donuts.
I did.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
From Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'.
Two, I brought in a very small present. And gave it to you.
Yeah. Did not know we were doing gifts.
That's okay.
I was definitely taken aback by that one.
And I thought I was being super clever. So I got you a Rubik's Cube, and everything symbolized something to do with the show.
Sure.
The Rubik's Cube is how it's always a puzzle that we're putting together.
Yeah, every single day.
Then there was the Uno game, because we've got wild cards. You never know sometimes what's going to happen. The final one was called Blinders. It was a wine game, and we just have to trust our instincts. And so I thought I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
And then I was going to end the show, but our sweet and lovely Kyle surprised us with a Ryan Hurd interview who called to congratulate us. So I loved it.
Yeah, Kyle, to your credit, dude, you freaking went above and beyond by surprising us with not only Ryan Hurd, but then we had Russell Dickerson on for One's Gotta Go, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had great gifts that were off air. I bring the on-air product.
Yeah, Kyle's like, oh, those are great gifts and all, but how do they translate to the show? How do they make the show
better?
They're
not content. They're not content. Oh, that's all
Rubik's
I think
Cube?
About.
Yeah, uh-huh. The show's a puzzle. Okay, how does that make the show better?
Right. Well, at the end of the show, I had something fun planned, and it did get booted because I didn't know Ryan Hurd was calling.
Okay, all right. So you want to do it here on the pod?
So now I'm bringing it back to the podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so here we go. You know how the big thing that we hear about in the news all the time is artificial intelligence and chat GPTs.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, I decided I would ask AI for a little bit of help in thanking you for being a co-host with me on the show.
Okay.
And this is what AI came up with. Are you ready?
I hope so. This is a ChatGPT basically giving you words to say to thank me for being your co-host.
Correct. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Dear Austin, I wanted to take a moment to express my deep appreciation for everything you do as my co-host on our radio show. Over the past 2 years, we have built an incredible partnership, and I am grateful for your dedication, creativity, and hard work that have made our show such a success. Your enthusiasm and charm have drawn in so many listeners, and your ability to always keep the conversation engaging and entertaining has made our show truly stand out. Every time we get on air together, I am inspired to do my best work.
This is definitely a computer writing this.
Knowing that we make such a great team, I am thankful for the countless hours we spend in the radio studio pouring our hearts out and letting our personality shine, knowing that our show is a product of our joint effort. The challenges we have gone through together, as well as the success we've achieved, make me even more grateful to our friendship and professional partnership. Above all, I am blessed to have you in my life and so thankful that we have had the chance to work together on such an incredible program. Congratulations on our 2-year anniversary as co-host, and here's to many, many more years of laughter, hard work, and success. With utmost appreciation, Melissa.
Wow. Wow.
Well done, computer. That was written by AI.
My goodness.
There you go. I don't know if I could have done any better.
I think that computer is hitting on you, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, ChatGPT. Hey, you know my number. in fact, you know more about me than I wish you did. It's a little creepy how much these computers probably know about me. But Mel, you know, it's funny. You said you couldn't have written anything better. And I know for a fact that is true. You couldn't have written anything better. Because just a couple weeks ago, we decided to write some thank you notes to people in the office, you know, for their support for the show.
Who are you getting at?
Like sales staff and our bosses and everything. And just we wanted to thank everyone. And so we gave thank you notes. And we each divvied up the thank you notes, and we, like, you know, you wrote a certain number, Kyle wrote a certain number, I wrote a certain number, and then we passed them out, and we decided to play a little game where see who could get the most thank yous for our thank you notes back. And I far and away dominated this. I don't want to brag, but
did he, Kyle?
He cheated, but keep going.
Okay. I far agree. And away dominate. I wrote, you know, really nice thank yous. I put a lot of time into each one, and I tried to personalize each one. And then Kyle came in second. He
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, no, he got a couple. Kyle got a couple.
I got a couple too.
Mel, you didn't get a single one.
Yes, I did.
From who?
Maureen, Nikki.
Wait, was this that day where we walked through the sales office and people thanked us in person?
Yeah.
Okay, that does not count.
That
does not count. Because we were there in person. They're like, thank you. And then someone heard someone else say thank you. So then someone else popped up and was like, yeah, thank you so much.
We were counting just people who emailed. Oh, or yeah, it was basically all emails.
Yeah, all email back.
Or went out of their way. We went out of our way to walk through the sales office afterwards, which we're going to get thank yous for.
Yeah, stop by our office.
Or when we had our sales meeting, where they thanked us there as well. That thank you did not count.
Yeah. Well, what about Paul, who walked past my office and thanked me? Does that count?
Was Paul your guy?
Yeah.
Did he do
Paul
it?
Paul Weber.
Were we in the office, or we just
No, yeah,
to
you were
him?
There. He came by with his coffee mug.
Thank you for your word.
He came by. You guys were in there.
Okay. All right. So Mel got one. and then like we shared some of our, like, I made my thank you notes like really sentimental and like really like kind of heartfelt. Kyle made his actually funny. I was actually laughing at some of Kyle's because he was...
Saw the same pattern. Thank you for everything you do for the show. I'm going to make some jokes about our faces on mugs. End it with
It was good. Now, Mel, I got to ask you.
Did you read any of mine?
I did read some
mine
of yours.
Mine are nice. Yeah, I made every single one of them different.
By like one word.
Not exactly.
I wish you could see.
Dear Paul.
Mel had
Hello, Maureen.
Mel had this look of like, Yeah, he's right. It's not exactly. Mel, let's do this. Let's do this right now. Let's quote unquote write a thank you letter right here, like together. Let's workshop one. Let's workshop
can
a thank
I
you
note. Can I use ChatGPT?
No, you cannot use ChatGPT. This is why we're doing this. To make you better. Jamel's like, I don't need to learn how to spell. I got a spell check on my computer. Which is another thing. That's another story.
That sounds like my son. Yeah.
Mel, I'll be like, we'll be in studio and I'll just hear orangutan. What? Armoire. spatula. I'll be like, why are you saying these random words? Sorry, I'm sending a text.
I've done that.
And yeah. She uses the voice to text to like get the computer to spell like that. Not even doesn't won't even take a stab at the word.
Yeah, well, orangutan, that's hard to spell. That's a hard one.
You gotta take a stab at it.
Yeah, spell it.
I don't know if I can. O R orang a n g a t a t a u n g.
Is that a niner in there?
Orangutan.
Tang.
I honestly don't know how to spell it. So you might be right. You might be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know if I know how to spell it.
Oh, here we go.
Orangutan.
There it is. O-R-A-N-G-U-T-A-N.
Wait. Huh?
O-R-A-N-G.
That's not what I'm getting.
Right there.
That's weird. I got a different spelling when I Googled it.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it. Are you messing with
me
right now?
Okay, no, I guess, no, there's a, I did, okay, this is great podcasting right now. O-R-A-N-G-A-T-A-N-G, but I guess that's a company. That's a skateboarding, skateboard wheels company.
Okay, well, that's not right.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Anyway, now we all know how to spell orangutan.
There you go. If you, look, you can't sit there and say you don't learn anything from this dumb podcast.
Orangutan looks like orange, and once you get past the G, it's U-tan.
Right. U-tan. It's like a, yeah, just think of a monkey laying
orange
out.
Orange U-tan.
Yeah. Orange U-tan? It's like a pickup line for someone who uses too much self-tanner.
Orange U-tan?
Orange U-tan. Orange, you glad I didn't say banana? Mel, all right, so let's do this. Just pretend you got your pen in your hand and your piece of paper on the and let's go over this. All right. Okay, dear Austin.
Oh, okay.
Now this is where you pick up.
Am I doing this by myself?
Well, we're gonna workshop it, but yeah, you gotta start.
Dear Austin, hi.
Okay. Not off to a great start, but go on. Hi works.
Hope you're well.
Okay.
Is this, what kind of letter is
it's
this?
It's a thank you.
A thank you for what?
For working with you. Oh, the same thing ChatGPT.
The same thing. Okay, for working together.
Yeah.
This is hard for me. I'm not good at this. missed you yesterday, last night. Used to seeing your face. You're always nice and smiling every morning. You're really fun to talk to, and you always make me laugh. I'm really glad that we work together and that we can celebrate our 2 years together because you still always make me laugh.
Okay. We're getting a little redundant, but keep going.
So then I'm hoping that the show will continue to grow as our relationship has also grown. Thank you for 2 years of fun and dedication. And here's to more years to come. Love, Melissa.
Not terrible. I'll say that. Not terrible. That was decent.
That was a letter.
Yeah. That was a letter. That was a letter.
The missed you yesterday and last night.
Yeah. Where was I yesterday?
And what?
Home.
And let just when we're not at the office.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a creepy way to start a letter.
Yeah, I'd be a little weirded out.
Oh. Okay.
Just like, hey, what were you up to last night? I was thinking about you.
Hi, I stood out by your window last night.
Yeah.
It wasn't weird.
You didn't come home till 11:30. Where were you?
Normally, you're getting ready for bed at 11. That light didn't go on until 11:05. Are you okay?
Anyway, I got to run because I got to return this scaffolding that I rented from Home Depot.
Anyway, I got to run because the police are coming.
Yeah, I would maybe eliminate that part from all thank you notes okay. moving forward.
Yeah, so maybe go forward with your thank you notes. Maybe the first like three sentences you write on a separate sheet of paper, like kind of like a practice donut.
Yeah, and then you take a couple practice swings on a separate sheet of paper. You write down those sentences, and then what you do with that piece of paper is you crumple it up and you throw it in the recycle.
You
bin.
Burn it so no one sees it, just
light
to be
match.
Safe.
Yeah,
and then you continue on in the thank you note.
Yeah, and then from then on, it was, you know, it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Not a ton of notes. I would maybe make it a little more personable.
Mm. Oh, like how?
With, like, specificities.
Specificities? Like what?
Am I saying that right?
Specifics?
Specificities. Specificies. Specificies? What? What is that?
You need specificities. To ask your phone how to spell that, too.
So, yeah, right.
Specificities.
not a word.
Do you want me to go? Do you want me to?
Oh yeah,
do?
You
want to
take a stab?
I can take a stab.
All right, let's do this.
Is he trying to show off?
I think he is.
We all agree that Austin was the most personable in his thank you cards.
Thank you for that.
But thank you cards are very easy. You have to have a quick little note at the beginning thanking them. Even though it's redundant because it is a thank you card.
Yeah.
Not my battle today. nice little story / joke. End it with a sweet message.
Yeah.
Done.
And if you're thanking them for like a gift, you tell them how you plan on using that gift. Like or how you already have.
Yeah.
Or why you've needed something, like what they got you.
Well, and because this isn't a gift, we're just thanking you for 2 years.
But see, Kyle, your thank you notes are like a form letter. Yours start and then middle and then end, every one the same way.
No,
well,
there's...
It's like structure.
There's structure to it.
It's like the bones of a house. Like all houses have wood, you know, pillars, but they're all different on the inside.
Yeah. The house don't fall when the bones are good.
That's, you know, people say that.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Heard that specifically in wedding songs, personally. So I'd start, hey, Austin, because I also don't like deer. That's just a fun fact about me. What are we? 1920s? Let's grow up a little bit. Also, I'm rebelling against the fact that one time after, when I was networking, I typed an email and I said, hey, Deborah, or something. And she goes, never use hey. Well, Deborah, look at me now. You know?
Screw you, Deborah.
Look at me now.
You got the last laugh after.
I am a producer on a radio program where we write fake thank you cards and podcasts.
Hey, Deborah, it only took him 12 years to get his dream job.
And by the way, Deborah, I could have called you Debbie Bones.
Debbie Doo-Doo.
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer, Deputy Downer. She was, she was a Debbie Downer in that email.
Yeah, she was a Deputy Downer. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Hey, Austin.
You need to get your siren fixed. You need to take your car into the shop.
Kill me.
Your siren is a Deputy Downer.
Kill me. All right.
Let's hear the letter.
Hey, Austin. Thank you for an incredible 2 years together, man. It has been such a pleasure working with you, getting to know you each and every morning. Personally, I thought I would hate looking at your mug every day, but I like it so much, now I have a coffee mug with your face on it. That's a nice little joke.
That is the joke.
This is where we laugh.
You just read that like, oh yeah, the coffee mug.
Coffee mug, I get it.
From hardly knower jokes to enjoying great times on the podcast, personally, I hope the time with you never ends. Thanks again for an incredible 2 years, and we have forever to go. Love you like a sister, Kyle.
Oh, wait, that was from you. Oh, I thought you were writing it on behalf of Melissa.
Oh, no, that was, I was doing it from how I would do it.
Okay, and so then I'm going to scrap my first note, because my first note was, love doing the last two years of shows with you, man. If that came from Melissa, I'd be like... Why don't you just call me man?
No, you just type out, throw in a little man in there.
Yeah.
No. For Melissa, I would have said, woo man. Yeah. Whoa, man. That's how I would have started. See, it. Whoa, man.
It was pretty good, but it does still feel a little like planned.
Yeah, when you go off the cuff, your first three sentences make no sense. Gotta have the structure.
Is the I missed you last night. Hope you were well.
Hope you were asleep at a decent time.
When I had lunch by myself, you were not around, and I missed you.
I know we never get lunch, but like, I was alone this day.
I hope you were great for playing and maybe napping and smelling flowers and the daisies. That's what I imagine you doing.
Daisy Duke was my favorite character on the Duke of Hazzard. So.
What? That's not. Nah, that's how you sound. Sometimes.
That's how. Yeah, you was. That's how you sound in letter form.
Yeah, it's how you sound when you talk to me.
When you're very sweet in letter form.
Do you think we could maybe do this for the show tomorrow?
I do talk like that. Do you think maybe blah 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 blah?
Austin, I missed you so much. I hope your day is great.
Talks like a librarian.
Other than that, though, great. Thank you, letter. Other than that,
great.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Which was better, that one or the AI chat GPT?
Or the AI chat GPT, no. Hands down. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Well, you know what I'm always going to use now.
Oh, gosh. It wasn't personable at all.
I know. Literally, yeah, nothing about the chat GPT was like personal. So like literally a computer could have written that.
And which it did.
So just take what ChatGPT does, but throw in your own personal.
Yeah, sprinkle in some of my own personal
Throw stuff. In a story. I'm still watching you at 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah. Remember that time I told you I used to sneak over to your house and watch you as you fell asleep? That was definitely a joke and definitely not real, and I'm not doing it right now as I write this.
Go Titans!
Go Titans!
Oh, there you go.
Well, thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome, Austin.
And thank you, Kyle.
Kyle. Thank you.
I've only been here for a year, so.
Oh, yeah.
I only want half a thank
Sorry,
you.
Half a thank you. So, Melissa, my sincere full thank you. Kyle.
Same.
Half of that.
Yeah, my 1 year is coming up soon, so start getting those thank you letters ready.
What's the day of your 1 year? What day did you start? June 3rd?
It wasn't June 3rd. It was in June.
He doesn't even remember.
No, it's because this last year has just been a blur. I've had so much fun with you guys. Well, I've had fun with one person in this room.
Oh.
And the other person's name starts with an A.
What?
It's Team Melissa Day.
Oh, jeez. Okay. None of that. All right. Well, thank you to everyone listening to this.
Thank you.
And if you would like to thank us back, you can do so by subscribing, rating, and reviewing this podcast.
Yeah, you can review with a thank you. We'll read it on air. Yeah,
and tell all your friends.
When you give us 5 stars and you leave a little comment as to why you're rating the podcast so well, make it personable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.